A bill in the Montana legislature could build barriers to voting, opponents of the measure say. House Bill 176 would end same-day voter registration and close late in-person registration by 5 p.m. on the Friday before Election Day. Ruthie Barber with Forward Montana says this creates a transportation challenge, especially for indigenous communities that are far from their local elections office.
That would be driving to that county elections office twice. And then, of course, many of us work full-time, various jobs, so many full-time students, business people, ranchers, and parents, single parents especially.
Same-day voter registration was approved in 2005, and about 60,000 Montanans utilized it between 2006 and 2018. Statistics on its usage in 2020 have not been released yet. Supporters of the bill say it will cut down on voter fraud and long lines on Election Day. Barber points out there is no evidence of voter fraud in the state in the past two decades. She recognizes that county election officials have stressful jobs, but doesn't believe this is the right fix.
To limit somebody's right to vote because of an administration issue, maybe there's some other way we can be solving that besides just ending these services that so many people use.
A public hearing for HB 176 was held last week, and many commenters noted a legislative referendum from 2014 nearly identical to this bill. Barber says 57% of Montanans voted that measure down.
It's frustrating for us to see this come up again in the legislature as something that Montanans have already spoken about and have already decided.
The House State Administration Committee will vote on the bill on Tuesday. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.